Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the Stress Less Podcast. I'm Bonnie Gray. I'm so happy you're here. I am your soul care guide for this time to just help you relax and breathe in God's loving promises for you. I'll also share a simple soul care tip, something simple you can do to take action to help your emotions restore to calm and your body to find some rest. You know, sometimes we want to be able to be at peace, our minds to be resting peacefully throughout the week. But yet, as work comes into play or relationships or problems that seem to swarm around us the minute we wake up, we feel like we are just so disrupted and our mind gets filled with worries. Well, one of the things that often takes over our minds is that inner critic. Not only are we combating voices from other people's expectations, but we have our own inner critic. Do you ever find that you could be your harshest critic? Well, today we are going to relax into some beautiful words of encouragement from Jesus, and we're going to rest into learning how to stop and pause and quiet our inner critic. So I'm thankful that you're here.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
St. Teresa of Avila, she says, "Let nothing disturb you, nothing distress you. While all things fade away, God is unchanging." We know this truth in our minds, but how do we experience it in our emotions and in our body? Well, this week we're going to be focusing our time on spiritual wellness. That's right, spiritual wellness. We are in a series right now moving from anxiety to rest, and we have taking a look at physical wellness last week, and then two shows ago, we talked about emotional wellness. This is actually one area of wellness that I talk about in my book, my new book that I wrote for you. It's called Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm. You see, over the journey of 10 years, I have walked the journey of healing from anxiety, panic attacks, and even depression. I had suffered through childhood trauma, and it was just so odd because I finally grew up and went through and overcame a difficult childhood. And I was finally a mom myself. And so I was just so thankful for that peaceful season in my life. And it was in that time after I had my second baby that I started having these panic attacks, and I didn't understand why. Well, I learned that just like a soldier doesn't experience panic attacks when he's on the battlefield, you know, when he's feeling strong and helping others and taking care of everybody else, the soldier only experiences his anxiety when he goes back home, when he's safe. So many of you may be listening and wondering, why is my body feeling so stressed out. And even if you had a wonderful childhood, you may find yourself asking, everything seems to be okay now. We're post-pandemic and things are settling back. Why is it that my body and my emotions are still so anxious and I can't break free from worry? Well, you know, it's after the storm that our body can express the trauma or worry that we went through. So you may have been strong during the pandemic period while it's whether it's caregiving for your children or your spouse or for your friends or in ministry or even for maybe older parents you're taking care of. But after the storm passes, when you're safe, actually that's when your body can express itself. It's the nervous system that God created for us that was working properly. But God doesn't expect us to be strong and not take care of ourselves indefinitely. So just take this moment as a time to exhale and to reassure yourself that God wants you to take care of you. It's important to Him that you have time to nurture your soul, your body, and emotions. I want to invite you to take a soul care quiz. I created this soul care quiz. Just go to soulcarequiz.com because there you'll be able to take a quiz. It's a free wellness assessment so that you can learn which area of wellness are you in need of the most. Is it, if I were to ask you, we're having a cup of tea or coffee together, friend, which area of wellness are you missing the most? Is it emotional wellness, spiritual wellness, physical wellness, or social wellness? Which one would you say that you feel in this season you need the most? Well, take the soul care quiz because it'll show you which area is your highest need. And it's interesting, in our Breathe Wellness Bible study, many women were surprised at their top wellness need. And I think it's true. A lot of times we're just so numb to like how we're really doing. We're just so focused on getting things done. We don't realize we're not maybe doing so well, not because there's anything wrong we're doing. It's just that we need care, just like beautiful flowers need water and trees need the rain and water. You and I, how much more, right? Jesus said, look at the birds, look at the flowers of the field, how they're created with such attention. And yet, how much more precious are you? So we're talking about this storm and how we survive our storms. Well, our mind with that inner critic, it kind of sounds like sometimes it feels like it's a storm as well. You know, all those negative thoughts that flow through us. Well, it reminds me of a time I was visiting Georgia. First time, I'm a California girl, but I went to Georgia to visit a friend and I'd never been there before. And it was just such a beautiful state. And I wanted to go hiking. I love hiking. So while my friend was in her day job, I went hiking. And as I parked my car at the trailhead, I wasn't worried because I checked the weather and there was no rain forecasted. But I realized that I'd forgotten my rain gear because it was starting to sprinkle. So I was thinking, should I chance it or leave? And I'd driven there for over an hour and I looked at the sky. The sun was shining and I thought, it's okay. I have my weatherproof hiking boots and I have a baseball cap. I'll be fine. Well, as I started to trek deep into the woods hours later, at midpoint on the trail, it started raining and then pouring in sheets coming down sideways. And I found that that weather system up on that mountain was completely different than the one back in town. Storm clouds quickly moved in over the trees above, darkening the sky, and gusts of wind began howling, like really, really, really big gusts of wind. Lightning started discharging all around me in rapid fire fashion, like flashing strobe lights. I was scared, disoriented. It got so dark, I couldn't even see the trail. And I realized I was in the middle of a thunderstorm on a mountain I'd never journeyed through. Friend, is that how you might be feeling today in this season of life? That there's just storms in life that just overwhelming your thoughts? Well, be gentle with yourself because God's love is gentle. Jesus, we look back in a moment where He was also coming to His disciples in a storm. And His disciples were in a boat. They went ahead to him to the other side, we find in scripture in Mark chapter 6, verse 45 to 48. Jesus said, it says that Jesus, seeing them straining at the oars, for the wind was against them, he came to them walking on the sea. Sometimes it's hard for us to understand why God would send us out into a journey knowing we would encounter a storm. But then I looked closer at this passage. The scripture tells us immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. Immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Then he got into the boat with them and the wind stopped. And they were utterly astonished. Friends, Jesus got into the boat with them, and Jesus is in the boat with you. Immediately, in the middle of your worries and overwhelm, Jesus immediately comes to you. And he knows, he sees how you're straining at the oars. He knows how hard it's been for you. And Jesus doesn't walk away from you. He comes to you in the storm. A lot of times I know I myself look for a plan to secure my peace, you know, focusing on that left brain that we've talked about in earlier shows, you know, problem solving. And yet soul care is about resting in God's love for you. So we just want to practice this with a breath prayer. A breath prayer is a way to soak in God's promises, scripture, just really soak in his truth. Not just to know it in our minds, but to feel it in our emotions and our body. And so the breath prayer does that. When we breathe, what you may have heard, it's called breath work. You breathe in slowly, breathe out slowly. It actually activates our body's rest response. Our heart rate will start to slow. Our blood pressure will start to rest into a good place. And the body starts stopping to release cortisol, and it releases serotonin. It's the happy hormone, just the relaxing hormone. So we are believers in Christ. So we add a prayer. We add scripture. So we rejuvenate. We oxygenate our spirit along with our body. So today's promise from scripture is from Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. The root word for perfect peace is shalom. And it doesn't mean it's not flawed. It doesn't mean you don't have problems and we don't have those critical voices. It means wholeness. It literally means knitting back together. So we can just knit back parts of our hearts because worry just kind of scatters us, right? It separates us from our hearts. And when we're with Jesus, just like in that storm, we realize he's in the boat with us. We can bring all our cares to Jesus. We can shalom. We can just put ourselves back together in the arms of Jesus. And the word for trust is lean in. It actually means fall back, the original Hebrew. To trust in God is just to fall into his arms. It means we can just relax. We can tell him all our troubles. We can tell him, God, this is just making me feel like I'm falling apart. And God will hold us and Jesus will come to us and give us peace. That peace is just knowing that he loves us. He's with us. All right. So let us practice even now as you're listening. You're going to inhale. We're going to add something new. We're going to inhale for 3 seconds and exhale for 3 seconds. It's called even breathing. It just helps activate our body's rest. So inhale, you will keep me. Exhale, in perfect peace. Inhale, you will keep me in perfect peace. Another wonderful breath prayer that's taken from our scripture today is from Jesus' words. I want you to imagine Jesus with you now, wherever you're at. Are you walking, listening to this podcast? Are you sitting, Are you just resting, laying down in the evening? Listen to Jesus. Take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid. So inhale. I will not be afraid, for you are with me. Inhale. I will not be afraid. Exhale. For you are with me. Which breath prayer speaks to you today? Enjoy this breath prayer. Take it with you on your journey today and into this week. Our soul care tip comes to us from scientists who tell us that when we ignore our worries, when we try to distract ourselves by ignoring it, it actually strengthens the anxiety bond. Isn't that so counterintuitive? I think that Jesus understood this. That's why Jesus says, come to me. Come to me, those who are weary and heavy laden. I will give you rest. He says, learn from me, for I am gentle and humble. So be gentle with yourselves, with that inner critic voice. Just say something that is in gentleness with yourself. Research shows that when we say something that is a positive affirmation, it helps our body relax and it breaks that negative bond, that neural pathway, and we replace it with something positive. And again, because we have Jesus, we don't need to just replace it with a positive thought. We just think of what Jesus would say to us. So friend, what is it that Jesus wants to say to you today? Take a moment and think of that using imaginative prayer. Jesus often took us into stories to use our imagination so that we can be with him in those pictures. Where is it that Jesus is with you now? Where does he want to take you into that peaceful place? Is it near the beach? Is it in the woods? Maybe it's just right where you're at. And imagine, what would Jesus want to say to you? Breathe that word of affirmation in. Be gentle with yourself, for I am gentle. That's the one that I hear from Jesus to me. Well, friends, I want you to take that soul care quiz at soulcarequiz.com so you can be able to find out your area of wellness, because we can get overwhelmed when there's just too much overwhelming us. But we can turn to Jesus when we know maybe this one next step we can take and ask him to help us to nurture our emotional wellness with just one step and one word. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, help me to see you in this storm of overwhelm. Carry me back into the boat with you. Calm my soul right now. And in the chaos of fear and uncertainty, give me courage to reach out and hold on to you and trust that this storm won't last forever. Take my hand, be my peace. Thank you for being faithful, never letting me go. I love you. Amen. Friend, if you're in the middle of a journey, I want to encourage you. Pick up a copy of my book, because I just pour out 21 different ways that I've been able to journey through 21 different stressors and 21 different solutions that I learned over a 10-year period of healing. And you can learn simple ways to lower your stress and to refill your heart with God's peace and joy. And I want you to join me in a free wellness Bible study. We're 450 women strong right now. You can join anytime. You can listen to the replays. Go to thebreathebook.com, thebreathebook.com, and take that soul care quiz at soulcarequiz.com. Follow me on Instagram at TheBonnieGray or on Facebook and sign up for my newsletter. You should just go to TheBonnieGray.com/subscribe. TheBonnieGray.com/subscribe. That's a lot of goodness that is waiting for us as we step into this week with Jesus. I'll see you next week. We're going to talk about social wellness. Invite your friends. And a big favor, I would love to ask you to put a rating on wherever you listen to this podcast. It just really helps to get the word out about this podcast. So if you are enjoying this podcast, it would just bless my heart and encourage me. Go and stop by and put a rating. And remember that you're loved, you're cherished. Just rest. I'll see you next time.
Breathe, the Stress Less Podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey there, it's Carly Mercoulier, host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.